welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're going behind the curtain, right? We're going to be looking at GSUSA, how they've been communicating with staff amid some pretty big organizational changes. You guys provided us with some internal town hall transcripts, and from what we've seen, it looks like they're grappling with financial woes, some tech issues, and maybe even some issues around trust with their own people.
It is interesting, you know, the GSUSA keeps saying they're all about transparency, but these town halls kind of paint a different picture, don't they? They seem to be, maybe downplaying the severity of some of the problems and maybe even trying to control how the story's told.
So let's break this down. The very first town hall we're looking at kicks off with a pretty big admission. GSUSA is losing like half of their new Girl Scouts after just 1 year.
Yeah, that's right. They even refer to this as like a hole in the bucket, which I thought was striking. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's partly due to outdated technology and a volunteer system that needs some work. But then in the second town hall, we get a glimpse of where some of their money might be going. They talk about investing in this new data platform called Looker, but then admit they totally overspent on the system they couldn't even support.
So it's kind of like throwing money at a problem without thinking it through.
It seems like it, yeah. And then what do? They scramble to fix it by implementing Snowflake, which is a cloud-based data warehouse. But it makes you wonder, like, why didn't they choose the right system in the first place? Was this just a rush to look good? Or was somebody getting a kickback on that Looker deal?
Yeah, that's interesting. So their big push for a tech solution totally backfired.
Oh, that's not even the worst of it. Town hall number three, we learned they accidentally deleted all their alumni names.
Yeah.
Because of, you guessed it, outdated data management.
Wait, they deleted like all their alumni contact information? How does that even happen?
I know. It's a pretty shocking blunder, right? And it makes you question whether they're actually capable of handling sensitive data at all. They try to, you know, play it cool, talking about how important alumni relations are, their new alumni strategy. But it definitely raises some red flags.
Sure, especially since they're talking about needing to diversify revenue streams beyond just membership fees and merchandise.
It does make you wonder if they're just like grasping at straws, trying to find money whenever they can. They keep mentioning monetizing the brand, but it's so tied to cookies, I don't know how they break free from that to attract other kinds of funding.
And then in the fourth town hall, they drop another one, a reorg. They're restructuring the whole organization.
Yeah, the reorg. Clearly, they're trying to adapt. The world's changing, membership's declining. But here's the concerning thing. They bring in this new talent governance committee to handle workforce changes during the reorg. It feels like a way to, control what people are saying, maybe even silence dissent.
It does feel like they're trying to keep a tight lid on how this is all playing out.
Right. And then the fifth town hall. This is where the financials really become the focus. They finally admit they've been doing scenario planning with the board, but it feels like they've been downplaying how serious it is for a while now.
So not so transparent after all.
Yeah, really. And it gets worse. They're so vague about these layoffs. They mention a possible 15% staff reduction, but give no timeline. That kind of uncertainty, I mean, can you imagine how stressful that is for people?
Absolutely. And to top it off, they then announced they're freezing 401k contributions to save money. After overspending on that fancy data platform, talking about layoffs, doesn't really build trust, does it?
No, it doesn't. It really highlights the disconnect. What they say and what they do. They say transparency, but their communication, it's like they're curating it.
So what do you think is going on here? This downplaying problems, controlling the message? What's the real story?
Well, it's hard to say for sure without more information, but I think it raises some questions about, you know, who is benefiting from this lack of transparency? Is leadership trying to protect their own jobs? Are they putting the interests of outside consultants ahead of their employees? We need to think about that as we keep going through these town halls.
You know, you're right. It feels like there's a lot more going on here. Let's see what else we find as we continue this deep dive. So we're seeing GSUSA downplay their problems and really trying to control the message. Does that continue in these next town halls?
Well, town hall six, they really try to focus on the good stuff. You know, they spend a lot of time highlighting their wins with the cookie program and how they've increased participation in outdoor and STEM badges.
Almost like they're trying to distract from all the financial issues and the tech problems.
It does feel like that a bit, yeah. They admit that different councils weren't really on the same page when it came to, you know, reaching more girls, but they quickly assure everyone that all the councils are now totally committed to a growth strategy.
Which is a good goal and all. But how do they plan on achieving that growth with all these financial limitations?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? They talk about investing in volunteer systems and rebranding to get away from that Girl Scout cookie image.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then in Town Hall 7, they shift gears to this new volunteer management system they're trying to implement. They say that, well, the current system is outdated and doesn't meet the needs of their volunteers.
Yeah, it does seem a little contradictory. They talk about making a user-friendly platform for volunteers, but are really vague about the specifics and the timeline.
So more promises, but no clear plan to follow through.
Seems to be a theme. And then in Town Hall 8, they're back to this idea of improving technology and data management. They're bragging about their work on improving data analytics. They bring up Looker and Snowflake again.
But didn't they already admit that Looker was a mistake? Like a really expensive one?
Yeah. It's almost like they're trying to, I don't know, repackage their past tech blunders. Like it was all part of the plan. They also talk about this data analyst community across councils, but it makes you wonder if they're really qualified, you know? Or if they're just staff who got thrown into this role without the right training.
It seems like they care more about looking tech savvy than actually fixing the real problems.
And you know what's concerning is that they're so focused on all this data and analytics when they haven't even figured out how to keep girls from quitting after a year. What good is all this data if you don't even have girls to use it?
It feels like they're doing things backwards. And then in Town Hall 9, they're switching gears again. This time, focusing on reimagining the Girl Scout experience is what they call it. They talk about developing new programming, new badges. Doesn't really sound like a recipe for success.
No, it doesn't. And it's interesting that their efforts to like reimagine the Girl Scout experience is totally separate from their attempts to fix their financial and tech problems.
So it's like they're tackling all these things separately without an overall plan.
Exactly. And then we get to Town Hall 10, and the financials are back in the spotlight. Again, they talk about the challenges, the need for tough decisions. But then, instead of offering any real solutions, they announce they're freezing 401k contributions.
Oof. It's gotta hurt.
It's a big cost-cutting measure that directly impacts their employees. And they already hinted at layoffs.
And they're still so vague about those layoffs, too. They mentioned that target of a 15% staff reduction, but still no details. Total avoidance. Dodging questions about the hiring freeze.
Yeah.
Giving these vague assurances that they're working on it. It's just more dodging accountability.
And they keep focusing on the good things, you know. But they kind of gloss over their mistakes and bad decisions.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to paint a pretty picture when the reality is much more complicated.
It's starting to feel like GSUSA is more concerned with protecting their image than fixing their problems.
I think that's a valid concern. It'll be interesting as we go through these last few town halls if they actually give any real solutions or if they just keep spinning and avoiding.
Downplay their problems, control the message. 10 town halls in. Do they finally offer any real solutions in these last five? Or is it more of the same?
Well, in Town Hall 11, they shift to their digital transformation efforts, which, considering how tech's gone for them so far, feels a little ironic. Yeah, you'd think they'd be a little hesitant after that Looker mess.
You'd think. But they talk about, you know, a seamless digital experience for girls, volunteers, and staff, like this new platform for managing troop activities.
So some progress then.
It seems like it. But then they admit they still need to work on data security and privacy, especially after, well, you know, accidentally deleting all that alumni data. They also say they're investing in training for staff and volunteers using these new systems.
Oh, that makes sense. Can't just throw new technology at people and expect them to figure it out.
Exactly. But does that make you wonder, do they even have the resources and the expertise to pull this off? I mean, they've struggled with really basic data stuff.
Good point. Okay, so Town Hall 12, now they're talking about engaging with alumni.
Right. They talk about, you know, connecting with them for financial support, mentoring, even mention a new alumni engagement strategy, an online platform.
But this is the same organization that accidentally deleted all their alumni contact information.
I know. Hard to take their promises about this alumni program seriously when they can't even manage basic data.
They say the right things, but their actions tell a different story.
I agree. So then Town Hall 13, now it's all about a more inclusive and equitable organization. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's the focus, both for staff and the girls they serve.
Which is a good goal, don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely. But remember, back in that very first town hall, they admitted they weren't reaching diverse communities.
Right.
So can they really promote diversity and inclusion when they're struggling with basic competency? It feels a little, I don't know.
Disingenuous. Like checking boxes instead of making real changes.
Yeah. Something like that. And then we get to Town Hall 14 and they finally address the big one, layoffs.
So do they actually say anything concrete this time?
Well, they bring up the financial challenges again, the need for tough decisions. They give a little bit more of a timeline, saying layoffs will happen over the next few months in phases.
So a tiny bit more clarity then.
A tiny bit, but they're still super vague about which positions will be cut. Just more of those corporate buzzwords like streamlining and aligning resources.
Trying to make it all sound nicer than it is. Mm-hmm. But that just makes it more nerve-wracking for the people who might be losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like they're really thinking about the people this is going to affect.
Nope. And then the last one, Town Hall 15, the grand finale. Trying to wrap things up on a high note.
Do they offer any real hope, or is it just more of the same empty talk?
They basically restate their commitment to the Girl Scout mission, their belief in girls leading the way, thank their employees for all their hard work.
Well, that's the least they can do after everything.
Right. And they promise, you know, to keep communicating transparently, keep everyone in the loop.
But after 15 of these town halls, hard to believe them.
I hear you. They've made a lot of promises. But what they do and what they say, not always the same.
So what does all of this mean for our listeners?
GSUSA keeps talking about transparency, but they don't always follow through, and that can really erode trust.
So it's a warning, really.
Mm-hmm.
Be critical of the information you're given, ask the tough questions, hold leaders accountable.
Exactly. And remember, even organizations with good intentions can screw up. It's what they do after that matters.
Well said. Thanks for going on this deep dive with me. It's been, I don't know, eye-opening. A little depressing, honestly.
Yeah, but hopefully our listeners can learn something from all this.
I hope so. And to our listeners, think about these communication patterns. Are they happening in your organization? Are your leaders being honest? Are you getting the full story?
Those are good questions to ask.
Until next time, stay curious and keep looking for the truth.